Hello and welcome to another episode of Jason Loves Friday the 13th. I'm John Abaya, and joining me again is Audrey.
Hey.
Hello, the final girl of our podcast.
Yep.
Another Friday, and then we continue on. This probably is part three, if I'm correct, of Jason Loves, and we can't waste time. So we only have 13 minutes. There's 13 episodes, and each episode is dedicated to a thing about Jason, because we watched the series from 1 to Jason X. You listened to part 1 and 2 in the past. But today we're discussing our favorite areas that this movie takes place in, the scenery and all that, the different places besides Camp Crystal Lake. And let's just begin. Let's just dive in to it.
Are you going to describe each one, or do you want us just to pick
I can describe each one real quick. Of course, Camp Crystal Lake, most of it, all the movies take place around here. Jason's shack, the one that he has the mother in, that you see in part two. Higgins Heaven, Haven. So it's basically the Higgins family. It's next to the lake. It's the one where, how do I describe it? It's just a place they go to in part.
The lake house.
Yeah, the lake house, part three in the final chapter. Packneck Lodge, I believe that's how you say. So this Packneck is part two. It's a little group of the teenagers in that one. They went to a cabin that's near the lake. Jason
is that the one with the wheelchair kid?
I think so, yeah. And this one,
or is that the one that's the actual?
I think wheelchair kid.
No. The
part two.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was a counselor.
Vori's house. So this one shows in Final Friday. We learned that they have a house actually near the area. The Eternal Peace Kept Cemetery. This is where Jason comes back alive again because of Tommy Jarvis in Jason Lives. The diner, Joey's B Diner, is in Final Friday. Jason goes to hell the Final Friday. It's the one where one of your favorite characters in there, the diner crew, with Ma and the son and the father. Pinehurst Youth Development Center. So this was in Jason Beginnings. It's basically like the mental side. I don't know if they have mental side. I guess you can say it's the Youth Development Center of Troubled Teenagers. This is where we see teenage Tommy Jarvis hangs out. And then you get to see new Jason in there, in that one. New York, all overall, Manhattan, you can say. And this one we combine with the SS Lazarus, the ship that goes to New York in Jason Takes Manhattan part, I believe, 9 or 8, one of those part. But we combine both of them because that's in one movie. Alice Hardy's apartment, that's in part 2, very beginning. She dies in it right away. And last, the Grendel, the spaceship in Jason X. It's literally the whole movie takes place in there. I think probably the very beginning takes place in regular Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You can say Earth 2 is in there a little bit too, or whatever that Earth is in there. But yeah, those are most of the things we'll cover. I can't think of anything else besides that. Can you think of anything besides that? Okay. So let's begin. What is your favorite places that
I want to say, is it 5? Is 5 where the development center is at 5?
Yes, Vori's is Friday. The Pinehurst Youth Development Center. Yeah, that's the new beginning.
Yeah, I don't know if I really like the development center per se, but I like the neighbor, the farmer neighbor's house, and I liked
the motorcycle, right? There's like a sign that goes.
Yes,
He's like, "Hey, Ma, look at me."
Yeah, like I really liked how everything was very visceral and the sound and everything, and they were very chewing up the scenery there. Even though Jason is not in it, but it goes back, I think, to the spirit of the first movie where it wasn't really him; it was someone else.
Yep, yeah,
I enjoyed that.
I think you said you liked the diner. They have similar characters in there.
Yeah, looks like a lot of like either theater or character actors who really know how to chew up the scene, and they're playing for the back of the room. So everybody can see and enjoy. Really, like you can really tell who this type of person is and what they're all about.
That's the Joe B's Diner. That's the one I'm talking about in Final Friday. Anywhere else you like?
I actually like even though it was very, very short time, Alice Hardy's apartment.
Okay.
I think it showed a lot about her character in there.
But they
just
killed her.
Yeah, no, just like walking around. I kind of like that little the cinematography, how they shot it. It was a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's where we first got the animal, where the cat just came through the window.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of animals. There's a separate episode about that. Our favorite animals of mm-hmm. The series. A lot of these areas are in near Camp Crystal Lake. I always told you, like, oh, I want to make a map of all these areas mm-hmm. because you could kind of see everything's around the
lake. It has
lake,
to because he walks
the
around.
Shores. Yeah, yeah. But it's also kind of weird. Like, I don't know how big this lake is. I don't know what is the substitute of this lake. I know it's in New Jersey.
Yeah, state. I don't understand from the first movie. He walks from the lake area all the way to her house.
Yeah, but her house is, like, near there. It has to be near there.
It seems in a city part, but it could be like just in the suburb, mm-hmm. not too far out.
And then, yeah, I just want to make a map of this. I even tried looking this up, and no one has made a map yet of like how these areas, like where would you think these areas mm-hmm. are? Because we get a sense of part one and two, because they go to this old lake house, or it's a different camp, and they go to the one that's closed off. So we know this in that area. And then there's the one where, I forgot her name, the one that has superpowers. Her thing is near the lake because when, you know, Tommy Jarvis buries her inside the lake, she opens him again by mm-hmm. her power. So we know, like, oh, it's somewhere near here. She's open. And they try to make everything canon of everything else. So it's kind of cool. Personally, I like the claustrophobic. Right, that's how you say it?
Claustrophobic?
Yeah. Claustrophobia. It's a claustrophobia. It feels more like you're watching aliens.
Of what?
Of both the Jason ship, or the Grendel in Jason X, and then the Zazarus ship in Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh, because you can't get off the boat.
And then basically they do the whole like sneaking around. Like you're a... Mm-hmm. What do you call those type of characters in video games? They're like stealth. Jason becomes really stealth.
Mm-hmm.
It gets kind of silly to the point where, like in Jason X, he literally is stealth Jason and traveling through through space. Not in space, like in general, like stars and universe, but in space where one moment he's in one area, next he's in another. And they don't explain it really. Like, he just does it.
Kind of like in theater where stage left, stage right, where they use two different actors. Mm-hmm. All of a
basically,
sudden.
Yeah. It literally is that. And then
I
like, there's like certain scenes in Jason Takes Manhattan when they're on the ship where they use the POV camera to signify Jason. And they haven't done that. They don't do that a lot. I mean, they probably do, but I don't notice it as much late in like.
I feel
in,
like in the beginning they did.
Yeah, but they went back in Jason Takes Manhattan. He's talking the young girl,
mm-hmm.
the final girl in that that series. So it's kind of cool, especially like he goes through the window and becomes like this little peeping Tom a little bit.
Yeah.
When she's changing, it's like, oh, okay, it's back to the old Jason style of we get to see him again. What else? Let's see the other one. So we do see like Jason's shack like that. We see that in part two, but we don't really go back to it that much. I don't think we go back to it until they mention it like in the thing that
because they have apparently they had a house where they live, but
when
he died,
he made his own shack. Because the Voorhees family has their own house on the state that was huge, like a big. what'd you call it? Like they're kind of rich, not mansion, but they seem like they were well off. And then another family, they're related to the Voorhees, right? Then the baby, the one where Tommy Jarvis and all that.
Was her daughter?
I don't know. I forgot what was it.
It was a sister. It must have been a daughter because it was a bloodline. Sister.
Yep,
right?
Yeah. That's the one where Tommy Jarvis, or is it Tommy Jarvis? I forgot who is the person. But they have to kill Jason, and that's the one where they have the Evil Dead tie-in with the book mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Is that even Tommy Jarvis?
It was her boyfriend.
Yeah. So a lot of characters just disappear. If they ever like do part like officially quote unquote 13 of Friday, I always want those characters to come back, even if other actors will play them, just to show like, oh, there's actually a team of people that can defeat Jason and whatnot. And they can go back to the place. We have to mention the Eternal Peace Cemetery. That's where he comes back. They actually show this like a couple of times in the series, and of like Because they show Tommy Jarvis resurrecting him.
Yes.
And they have to go back again. Is it the same episode? See, I'm getting a lot of the stuff is blurred in my mind about series to series, so it's kind of hard. But they actually, well, so there is another, because Jason gets buried a couple of times in the series. Like, there's one where he's actual, like a, like a cross, that's it. Like a, one of those like unman or un, what do you call those? Unman. You can't see the point of it. Like the unmarked graves and stuff like that. So, you
get but that was that. Fake.
Yeah, it was fake. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I also liked in the beginning, I'm assuming the first couple ones when they're still at the camp, just how I hated how everybody was barefoot on those wood and on the wooden floors. And
yeah.
And I'm like, people are going to get splinters.
So, yeah, like the first one is very like guerrilla filming where everything looks dirty. You can tell it's a real camp they use, an old camp, but I feel like
people got hurt and got
sick.
Yeah,
that location especially is like, no. But then later on, they get more clean up, more Hollywood, you could say. Like
the set.
They're all actual set. People actually wore shoes. I don't know what happened back then.
They're walking around in the bathroom with shoes on.
That's really gross. Like that. It's like, I guess to show like how dirty that camp
or like
was.
Oh, you're young and you don't care, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know, I cared when I was young about stuff like that, but yeah, that I think that's everything we covered in it. I can't think of anything else in thing. Like I like people don't know, like the place Friday 13th takes place in New Jersey, it's Cunningham County. I have to look this up. I don't really don't know.
It's in New Jersey?
Yeah, it's in New Jersey. That's why the boat
I guess that's to, right, yeah. It was really close. It
yeah,
was
yeah
right
that's
there.
That's how the boat goes from New York to New Jersey because it's connected to like a
New
river.
New Jersey to New York?
Yeah, New Jersey to New York because there's a river somewhere in New Jersey. And every time I think about New Jersey, I think about the city and not like, oh, it's a state too next
yeah,
to New
exactly.
York thing. But yeah, I think that's everything. I don't know what else. Any last words before Jason comes by and kills us? We're killing time. Because
I enjoyed Manhattan. I like that 80s feel of Manhattan, how dirty and grungy it is too. Mm-hmm. It's stereotypical. And then the sewer in there where they got the where he got nuclear to death.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
Death.
Biohazard wasted to death, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
But yeah, I think that's it. I hear it. Oh, there it is. Too loud. But yeah, that is all, everyone. Till next time, have a fun stabbing day.
Bye.
Bye.